yes, I'm...
you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Enemy here from Pursuing Compatibility. I'm Eugenie, but within reason. And we are talking about the lovely topic, not really lovely, but the interesting topic of why do Americans struggle at online and digital communication? I've just noticed, like, I feel like we've just become so obnoxious, you know? Like, we've all been guilty where we make a comment and we're like, man, I wouldn't have said that in person, you know, or what if I had said that in person, it'd been very different, you know, or something like that. But things just get easily so misinterpreted, and people misunderstand each other, and things get blown really out of proportion. So why do you think it's gotten so bad? What's your reflection?
My reflection is, yes, why it's gotten so bad is we've all, you know, become accustomed to living in our cell phones, and instead of having, like, conversations, like, face-to-face,
yeah,
it's easier to have conversations over text message. Because, like you said, yeah, you can say things that you would not normally say in person. So
yeah,
I think that's where it's gotten worse, is people are becoming more open to being rude or, you know, not being themselves because they don't have to be.
Yeah.
In a way.
Oy.
What?
Oy vey.
Oy.
Oy vey. And no, it's challenge. It's difficult. Like for example, let's talk about some examples. So, for example, on LinkedIn, like, I'm pretty proactive on LinkedIn. I try to be mindful and, you know, conscientious of what I say and how I say it. You know, I'm sure there's been times where I'm accidentally misconstrued. Where in my perception, I'm thinking I'm clear, but then someone else might be completely taking me out
right,
the wrong
be like,
way.
This jerk.
Yeah, and I'm just like, what are you talking about, you know, like, you know, and, but I mean, I do try to be very careful when I say, obviously, because it's a professional, like, thing, but yeah, like, for example, I was reading some article, and then one lady didn't even get the article was about, I forgot the exact topic, what it was, but one lady made a comment where she basically implied that she didn't really understand the point of the article. The author, or whoever wrote it, or connected to whatever, assumed that the person making the comment understood the whole context of the information. But then, and so then somebody said, what? What are you talking about? Somebody, they were talking about this. Like, and it came across very snappy. And then I made a comment saying, well, to be fair, I honestly had no idea that it was referred to that until I looked at this part of it,
right,
you know, it wasn't really spelled out to me.
Remember when I had posted that thing on social media about the guy? And remember you commented?
Oh yeah, that thing.
And like,
oh,
that,
yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like something, you know. So like, I had posted something
example, yeah,
so simple. I don't even remember what it was about. Something about a guy. And,
yeah, I don't remember.
When you call a guy a boy instead of calling him
a man or
a
something.
A man.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it was so simple and, you know, she kind of took it complex.
Yeah, I was like analyzing it because that's
analyzing it out when it was just like more of like
a joke.
A joke thing.
Yeah.
So like, a lot of things I think with the communication get, like she said, like how that person thought, you know, the author had thought they knew the whole thing, but they,
right,
they really didn't know what was going on.
Right.
Like, I think that happens a lot more than people think.
Yeah. And I think also, we were talking about this earlier, she thinks it affects in-person communication too, right? Because we've gotten so digital. I feel like, you know what it is?
People don't know how to have a conversation in person.
Yeah.
It's like, they don't, you know, everything's so digital now that, like, Facebook, you know, they got dating apps. You can go shopping online. You don't even have to leave your house anymore to do your groceries.
Yeah.
So people become so socially
inept.
Awkward. Like, they just don't know how to handle real situations because they can do it online.
You know, or, well, can they really, or can they? That's the question. Oh, yeah, and then there's even just, like, the thank you, and please, and would you mind, could you kindly, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Just, like, simple manners, you know? I feel like we've lost a little bit of that. And you know what it is? It's also like when we look at this, we see a thing. That's what it is. We see a thing and we don't see a human being. So then we think I can say whatever I want, you know, and then we forget there's a human behind this thing. So let's not forget, everybody, there is a human being behind these things. And what we can say can hurt someone's feelings, or, you know, when it's completely unintentional, you know, when it was completely taken the wrong way or taken out of context, or where you're like, what, you know, and,
I think also, yeah, like texting in relationships is like gotten bad because, I mean,
yeah,
like, you know, me and my guy, when we get in fights in relationships, it's just like, instead of taking it this way, he could take it a whole nother way.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to text. It's like, why don't we just talk in person or even on the phone?
Right.
Like, instead of texting the whole time.
Yeah. I think if we improve our awareness of the fact that, okay, am I being misinterpreted by what I say? You know, or will it be misinterpreted?
Right.
From what I say and how I say it compared to in person. You know, like, I think that's where things get like, nah. You know, if we have that more proactive awareness, not just awareness, but proactive awareness of that. If you've watched one of my videos that I mentioned, I'm working on an online shop and every purchase that you make goes to funding for a business project that I've planned that's going to help society and help the world, make the world a better place, help loneliness, all that fun, gushy, lovey-dovey stuff. Anyways, I texted a photo to a guy friend of mine of a shirt idea that I had, and then he made a very negative comment, and I'm like, man, the negativity, man, like, right, why do you have to be so negative? And he was like, sorry.
Right. I don't think, like you said, like, I like how you brought it before, like, people don't realize, like, there is a person behind that
screen. Yeah.
And then, like, so, yeah, I don't think he was thinking to hurt your feelings. I think he was, like, yeah, trying to give, like,
truthful, but it came out like a jerk.
Rude. Like, you could have said it in a nicer way. You could have been like, oh, you know, like, it's cool, but, you know, I personally wouldn't wear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would be, like, better to, you know, just so you're not hurting people's feelings.
Yeah, yeah. And then I got a little bit, and then I didn't get snappy. I just said, dude, you need to be more sensitive because I'm working my tail off on my projects and you didn't have to say it like that. You
know? Right. Like, yeah.
And then he was like, sorry, I really need to work on being negative, or not being negative. And I'm like, yes, yes, you do. You do need to do that.
Just a little bit.
Just a tad.
I mean, I think we can all work on it.
Yes, we all need to work on it.
Yes, lovey.
Yes. So that's all for a wrap, y'all. And please share with us, make a comment below, how bad we are these days, because we've all done it, we've all been guilty. And please share with us, make a comment below if you're from Australia or England or, you know, wherever culture or country you're from, is your culture, has it gotten as bad as ours, you know? I don't know, you know, please share with me. I'm very curious. And let's try to be more proactively aware, because I think we all just want to share love and joy with each other, don't we? And instead of being accidentally rude and obnoxious, because in person, would we really see that? Would we really, you know? And if we do, maybe someone has a mental illness. I don't know. But anyways, please like and subscribe, make a comment below. There'll be lots more videos to share. Hopefully you enjoyed this video and got some insight. Follow along on our journey.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Alrighty. See you later.
Cheerio.